Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Happy day to you. I am broadcasting this on December 31st, 2018. I felt a nudge and a push to do a quick podcast for you to help clear out the energies of this year, plus talk about the energies of 2019 and how is this annual time in the calendar when the sun in Capricorn is around 10 degrees. It changes each year. It shows up in your natal chart at the same point in the same house every year. And this is where you're receiving that Capricorn push of the new commitments, the new direction, the new purpose, and what matters right now. So I wanted to do just a quick little talk on this time of year in your natal astrology chart, plus the energetic differences between intentions and resolutions, because they are different. So let's dive in here. And I'm feeling like I'm getting the image of a broom, sweeping, sweeping, sweeping. Removing. I know that this past year has been a big one for many people. It's been a lot of changes, perhaps some chosen, some not. It's been a time of things really needing to shift globally and individually. And one thing that can help you understand your power when we move into new energies is that how you end is how you begin. How you end is how you begin. So if you can find the gratitude, forgiveness, healing, peace with this year, even if those seem like really small messages or you're not quite sure what it is just yet, if you can find that, any of those things, that's how you'll begin the next year. Then you'll begin with gratitude, with a sense of peace, with a sense of forgiveness, with the compassion. So that's one thing to keep in mind, because I know that so many people are ready to move forward. Let's get going. Let's move away from whatever big developments 2018 were pushing you through. Now, we try to find that place of equilibrium that says, I can be grateful at a soul level, at a spiritual level. I can feel gratitude. I can honor myself and recognize myself for how strong I've been, for how hard this was, but I showed up and I got through it. I had some deep wisdom that came up. I learned a lot about myself. These are the things to dig into. These are the messages to give yourself, because it's going to help you have a clear energy field and a clean slate moving into the next energy cycle. So how you end is how you begin. Now, another thing to keep in mind is how we don't always get the answers right away, and that we want to know when something's going to end, especially if it's been really hard, really challenging. Okay, when is this going to be over? Well, we get through it by being very authentic with ourselves and honoring how you feel. And that's really how the completion happens, is moving through the truth in yourself and the truth of what you've discovered, to not put up an ego barrier. Ego barriers can be quite unconscious, where we say, oh, I'm fine, or oh, I already know what that's about, or oh, I don't have to worry about that. It's like it denies our true expression, the ego barriers. They also try to keep us safe. They try to keep us in our power. But we truly have even more power that we're meant to understand when we are wildly open and authentic with ourselves. And this can be very private. In fact, it should be. It should be honored. It should be sacred. It should be something that you understand for yourself. It doesn't have to be anything that anybody else understands. But you gift yourself with this understanding. So allowing yourself to receive unconditional love for this year. You did the best you could. You showed up in the most positive ways. You were able to move through it. I feel there's also a sense of looking back on this year, there's things you didn't know, things you had to move through. You had to have that first-person experience. And it's because of that that you were able to let some things go. Like some things fall away. Like they fall away once they've been acknowledged and honored. That could be part of what you're experiencing. I just feel like there's a lot more good stuff coming in January because of this new start energy. It's the new start with Mars moving into Aries. And this happens actually on the evening of December 31st. That's a restart button. That's a new beginning. Then we have the Sun and Saturn conjunct in Capricorn, January 1st and 2nd at about 11 degrees. And this is where we get great clarity, strength, and purpose in what matters now, what truly is important right now, and allowing that to be a priority and everything else can just fall away. So it provides that sense of focus for your path and what matters. And then we have this upcoming new moon solar eclipse on January 5th and 6th at 15 degrees of Capricorn. The Capricorn energies are strong right now, stronger than in many years, in fact, because of the eclipse and because of Saturn moving forward through Capricorn. So in your chart, between 11 degrees of Capricorn and 15 degrees of Capricorn, there are big energies right now. This is where you're being called to pay attention. Pay attention here. You're being asked to step into your mature, grounded adult self, the discipline, the integrity, the sense of this is what matters, this is where I have to show up. The house placement is the area of life where this energy is showing up for you. And it's in that house that's the area of life where Capricorn is strongest for you. Now, as I said, January 1st typically happens around 10 degrees of Capricorn. It shifts every year because of how the Earth doesn't move in a smooth trajectory all the time. It's not always on the same timeline, but it's so it can shift between 9 degrees to about 11 degrees of Capricorn. So January 1st, about 10 degrees of Capricorn, is where the Sun is. And in your chart, it's at the same place every year, which is where the new year energies show up for you every year. So that could be in your ninth house. That could be in your seventh house. That could be in your fifth house, any house. This is where you've made resolutions or intentions every year, is where this Capricorn energy is. If you look back on your life, maybe you'll notice patterns. Maybe you'll notice themes and cycles that show up because of this area of your chart being activated January 1st. That could be interesting to see what has showed up for you as the Sun moves through this point in your chart. And this year, it's even stronger because of that Saturn conjunct the Sun and the new moon solar eclipse. So we are really being called to something here, to show up in a way that is important, that's purposeful, and that has, it's a definitiveness. It's like, I have to do this, or I have to take care of business. That's Capricorn. We take care of business. We take care of our responsibilities, of our commitments, of where people need us. And looking at where you're able, it's just, I'm feeling like this rising energy. How do I describe it? It's sort of like, it's not a staircase, it's an elevator rising up to the next floor. That leveling up that I've mentioned before, rising up to this next expression of Capricorn energy is being asked of all of us. We're all being asked to really take some things seriously in a whole new level, in a whole new way. And that's the growth right now. That's the opportunity. It could also feel like a challenge, but that's the growth, is that we're being asked to step into the Capricorn energies more fully, carefully, and seriously. So it's interesting because this is going to continue, and it's not new, but there's something new being, oh, interesting. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm seeing soul contracts being written. Right now, we're initiating new soul contracts for what we want, what we're serious about, what we commit to within ourselves and in the world, of how we're going to contribute, how we're going to show up. I'm literally seeing the hand signing a soul contract. So I feel like that's really important right now, especially as we move up to this new moon solar eclipse. Okay, so that would make sense, right? Getting on to the elevator, taking it up to the next floor, which would be the next energy field, and signing these new soul contracts about, this is who I am, this is what matters to me, this is how I'm going to show up in the world. I'm making a commitment with the universe, God, source, energy, to be the physical vessel of these energies, to be in the physical world with these energies. Because we can talk about integrity and discipline and responsibility, but now we're saying, I agree to show up in my human suit with these energies. And that's part of the falling away. It's almost like that's where the other energies fall away, is because now we're in a new floor of the building, and there's things we need to take seriously within ourselves too. I feel it as you really have to honor who you are now, and that could feel uncomfortable. It could feel a little weak at times. You're meant to stay conscious of yourself. You're meant to consciously respond, not react. You're meant to take your time and think something through, to not be too impulsive, and to allow yourself time to get comfortable with this new experience of yourself. Because now I'm seeing on this new level, this new floor, you know, the nice cushy chairs that you sit in and you relax and get comfortable with, to feel grounded, to feel in alignment, and to feel clearer in who you are now. So it's quite a big time as we get moving into 2019, because this is part of the intentions right now. I just keep hearing soul contracts, soul contracts, soul contracts. So what is it? Because we create these things too. We create them intentionally. And you don't have to have all the specifics. You can understand where you want the energy to go, what you want to manifest, what you want the results to be, what you're building, what you want to show up to support you. You can name and identify those things even if you don't have all the specifics. Now, I'm just feeling like this is where we could also need time to ourselves to ensure that you're really honoring what your messages are, not what someone else's, not what you think it should be, not what you maybe thought it would be. It's really giving yourself this time to say, this is what it is for me, and I know it, and that's enough. Just knowing it, feeling it is enough. That is the clarity I need. That is the certainty. I also feel like it's something that perhaps you didn't think was possible before in the previous year or years. It's like it could have been like a speck on the horizon, and now it's something big standing right in front of you and you can't miss it. It wasn't time before, but it's time now. And that's why you're meant to claim it. You're meant to be in agreement with it and make a declaration to the universe that this is what I am going to manifest because it's in alignment with my highest and best possible good. So think about what you want this new soul contract to be. It's in a contract with your soul, okay? It's not about anybody else. This is Capricorn energy, which is actually it's a solitude energy, meaning you are the authority here. You are the master of your life. You must honor this. It's not about other people. What is it for you? What contract are you making with your soul that is essential right now? Essential. So let me talk a little bit about the differences between resolutions and intentions because they have a different energy, each one. And we hear a lot about New Year's resolutions, of course, and then we also hear about New Year's intentions. I know some people will choose a word, their word of the year, the word that they are focusing on, and that's what they want to energize the new year with. Resolutions, if you look at the word, it's an R-E word, resolve or resolve. You're resolving something. A resolution is about changing an energy from the past. It's focused on what was, on whatever was a problem, an issue, and you're trying to resolve it and resolve it. So it's about what's behind you, if you will, the energies of what didn't work, what's incomplete, what you want to change, etc. Intention, on the other hand, is about energy that moves forward. It's about what you want to create now and how you intend that energy to direct you forward, to have the manifestation in the present and in the future. So resolution is about the past and changing the energies of the past. Intention is about creating the energies of the future. So it's a personal choice. There is no right or wrong. Of course, some people do want to resolve something. They want to perhaps bring in a new behavior or habit that replaces a less healthy behavior or habit. And then you could energetically rework it with the intention of a new habit. The intention of a new behavior. Intention is a more powerful word because of how we direct the energy forward instead of resolving or trying to resolve something of the past. So I hope that makes sense and helps you to find what's best for you, what feels the most powerful, what feels the most uplifting. It's so common this time of year to make intentions or resolutions around our physical self. Capricorn is our physical self, and so we want to get in shape or lose weight or be healthier. All of this is about an initiation of new energy. Capricorn is a cardinal sign. Cardinal signs begin each season, And so it's a time of finding the next strategy or plan for change. It's usually when the sun goes into Aquarius, however, that something will stick, because Aquarius is a fixed sign. So when we make a new beginning, a new start in the cardinal signs, so in Capricorn, we make a new intention to improve something, to make a change, to do a new habit, new behavior, but then it's usually in Aquarius, a fixed sign, that that habit will take hold. It will cement. Fixed signs are about consistency and reliability. So it's almost better to make a new intention in Aquarius, in a fixed sign. It has a higher probability of lasting. But Capricorn is a good time to look at, well, what do I want to improve or work on? What do I want to achieve or build? And then in Aquarius, it could really lock in and take hold. So another connection about this time of year and how the energies work, and it could be, too, that let's say you start a new workout routine on January 1st. Well, if you can stay with that workout routine for 3 weeks until January 20th or 21st, that's when the sun goes into Aquarius, and that's usually when the habit can really take hold. But if you realize, oh, after 3 weeks, I'm not into it, I don't want to keep doing it, then it could be you find a different habit or behavior in Aquarius that does take hold. So it's kind of cool to put these pieces together astrologically and look at how we initiate with cardinal signs, but something really sticks and really formulates under the fixed signs. So just to give you a way to plan, perhaps, to plan what results you're looking for and how to go about them, give it at least 3 weeks and then see what is unfolding by the end of January, and that would be a good time to cement in what you really want to focus on and continue doing. So I was only going to do a quick show for you here, just to help you formulate how you want to begin 2019, how you want to focus your energy, what matters to you right now, and that it is truly a time of creating these new soul contracts, of really honoring what you've learned, what you've healed, how far you've come, and to step into this. Again, this is the mastery energy of Capricorn, and to honor it for yourself. So I hope this has given you some good things to think about, because the first week of the year, the first 7 days, are quite big, really big, and we're meant to feel this new energy come forth and come out, and to feel like, okay, there really is a new start now. And as I said, how you end is how you begin. So honoring what has been learned, what has been achieved, what has been understood, what has been healed, is only going to help you as we continue on into the new year. So, thank you for joining me for this quick podcast episode. I will be back on Wednesday, January 2nd, for the full podcast, the first one of 2019. I look forward to connecting with you then. In the meantime, friends, have a beautiful crossover between this year and next year. And I am grateful for you. Thank you for connecting, and I will see you back here soon.